Wranglesboro created the electric heat rate program in 2002. It encouraged customers to transition their homes from diesel to electric heat to save money on their bills. Many residents made the switch. But the borough now wants to terminate the program in July of next year. This means no new customers could sign up for the program, and those already on it would lose the benefit next summer. Customers on the program got a separate meter just for electric heat and hot water that locks in the lowest possible rate from the start. But the borough also wants to move all residential electric customers to a flat rate, alongside its proposal to end the program. Both proposals went before the local borough assembly to consider at a mid-April meeting. Borough manager Mason Villarma says most customers would save $10.65 a month or $127 each year with the flat rate, which slightly bumps up the cost for people on the electric heat rate program. He says the borough would lose revenue from implementing the flat rate, but he's hopeful that will change based on future industry.
I think that a lot of these economic development measures that we're bringing on, all the top lots we just sold, some new housing going to be built, that we're going to be able to cover the margin later on just through organic growth.
The borough's proposal says the electric heat rate incentive program was meant to fade out after 5 years for individual customers and only extended it for the past two decades because it wasn't consistently enforced. And Villarma says the incentive is less necessary for residents now since electric heat is cheaper than diesel. But not all residents are happy with the change. Terry Henson remembers things a little bit differently when the program was formed, saying the borough mixed up two different incentives, the heat rate incentive and the business incentive rate, which was meant for new and expanding businesses. She says the business incentive rate was meant to be phased out in 5 years, not the heat rate program. Henson told the Wranglesboro Assembly at a recent meeting that she worked for the borough's electrical department when the heat rate incentive was developed.
The heat rate was not something that was to be phased out in the future or at any point.
Henson says the program was supposed to encourage people to stop using fossil fuels. In order to do that, people had to buy and install separate components for their heating systems, like meters and wiring.
It's expensive to set up for that kind of stuff. And so to do away with that was not the intention.
Henson says she took advantage of the incentive program, and it's a difference of about $100 a month.
I want you guys to realize it's not just $20 that you're looking at increasing. You're looking at a substantial amount over the year.
The assembly decided to continue considering the proposed termination in May, but the assembly passed the flat rate resolution. For most residents, that means a lower electricity bill, but heavy users could see their monthly bill go up. The flat rate change takes effect July 1st. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.